Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So KTLA has this story where they say that this man, Donnie Adams, a Florida man at Tampa Bay, he was at a family gathering. And he was having himself a nice time. And then two of his relatives, you know, wouldn't be a family gathering unless two of your relatives got into a dispute, would it? And then they got into it. And he apparently intervened. And then when he did, one of the two of the family members arguing bit him in the leg. Okay. So he went to the hospital for a tetanus shot and antibiotics, which I'm like, what kind of bite is that? And wow, you really would do that. Like you look at your family member and be like, I need a tetanus shot. And then he goes, by the third day, my leg was sore. I couldn't walk. It was warm and painful. The infection, it was infected worse. And he went to the hospital, Pasadena Hospital in St. Petersburg, Florida. And the doctor said, I got to take you to the hospital. And they found necrotizing fasciitis. I can't even say it. It's a bacterial condition known as flesh-eating bacteria. One of the family members that bit him in the leg gave him flesh-eating bacteria. He was able to keep his leg, but he had to undergo surgery. Man, I'd be suing that family member. And he's okay now. He said it was horrific. He goes, I just had to get through it. And he could have gone into septic shock. I want to know what was in that family member's mouth who bit him. How nasty is your family member who bit you that they gave you that, right? That's nasty. I mean, we just had a whole question from a reporter asking, you know, KJP, if Biden, you know, brushes his teeth properly, don't let him bite you. You get something like this. This is wild. He kept his leg, though. Can you imagine getting bitten at a family reunion by one of your, like a second cousin, and then you get flesh-eating bacteria? You've heard me talk about my friends at Kel-Tec for years, and it's because I really believe in them as a company and as innovators. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond, like with the Kel-Tec P50, a revolutionary award-winning pistol that packs a punch in a compact package. The Kel-Tec P50 is perfect for home defense, for range shooting, or just even having some fun. And with its top-mounted Picatinny rail, you can easily attach your favorite optics or accessories to make it truly yours. Whether you are a seasoned shooter or you're just starting out, the Kel-Tec P50 is the perfect pistol for anyone looking for power and precision in a compact and easy-to-use package. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond. Learn more about the P50 pistol at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. Has anyone invented eye bleach yet?
Unfortunately, no.
I had one of you. Gosh, it was the funniest thing ever. One of my first emails this morning. I'm so glad you didn't put that in the prep email. I was dying laughing this morning. Some of the comments you guys give me, it's hysterical. So, all right. I didn't put it in the prep email because I thought, some of you guys may not like this with your, you know, eggs and bacon in the morning. It had to do 3 days ago now at the Pride thing, a Pride celebration that they had at the White House, right? Remember that? You don't remember it because you weren't there. We didn't pay attention to it because, no. They had the, I don't know why, they were celebrating how people have the sex at the White House came. You know that. Mm-hmm. Very important. I mean, it's so important that you have to violate code in terms of how you hang the American flag. So they used the flag as bookends for, was it the alphabet flag? Because there are different colors on it.
Yeah, I think it was.
It was like the rainbow flag, and then there was like the weird pastel colors, but then they had the brown black thing with the gray thing. I don't even know what this is anymore. I'm like, I don't know what I'm looking at. Well, they had that in the middle, and then they used the American flag as some kind of bookend. I don't know how else to say it. Like, it was like they treated it like a bookend. Yeah. And they had it hung at the same level, which we all know is big, bad no-nos. Okay. So I saw this yesterday because there was a lot of video going around. And it included the this one woman who, a man who identifies as a woman and calls himself Rose Montoya. And they decided, he and some of the other women who identify as men decided to go topless at the White House to celebrate Pride. And I had tweeted it last night. I said, no, this isn't another hookers and blow photo from Hunter's laptop. It's the Pride party on the White House lawn 2 days ago, hosted by Joe. And they didn't hang the American flag according to code. I can't even actually show you the video because it's... Wait, they said they were going to bring decency back, though.
Yeah.
Didn't Jill tweet to vote for decency?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember when they got mad at Melania's Christmas decorations? Hold up. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold up. Let's go back for a second. Do you remember her Christmas decorations, Melania Trump? I actually thought they were pretty cool with a goth aesthetic, so I was pleased. But everybody else lost their mind. The left loses their mind. Anything a Republican does, or anyone Republican adjacent, lost their minds. And then you have a bunch of basically transvestite strippers on the White House lawn shaking it, topless. No joke. On the South Lawn of the White House. The South Lawn of the White House. That was their big celebration. Now, again, I mean, I would understand how if you would have seen some of the screenshots, etc., you would think, wow, is this more stuff from Hunter's laptop? No, Joe's hosting it, which explains, you know, something about apples falling from trees and stuff. Joe hosted it. Hmm. I mean, it does totally look like a Hunter Biden. Did Hunter plan this? Wait, hold up. Did Hunter Biden plan the White House Pride celebration, whatever, on the South Lawn? Because it looks like he would. It looks like he did. This is what they did on Saturday on the White House lawn. And then they had the American flag, like I said, hung in hung on either side. Two American flags hung on either side of the, you know, Pride flag. How is that? Are you trying to get people to not like you? Are you trying to run people away from your movement? Because this is how you run people away from your movement. I'm just saying, this is how it's done. This is how you do it. This is wild. And she said, well, it's not legal. It's not illegal. Or not she. I was quoting the one woman who had her breasts removed and was topless in one of the photos. The guy who had breast implants and was going topless was saying that it wasn't illegal to be topless in Washington, D.C. He said he had the honor of attending the White House Pride and the Pride flag flew for the first time. And he says that when he was criticized, the man who has the breast implants, he was saying that it wasn't illegal for him to be without a shirt. This isn't a question of legal or illegal. It's a question of this. You're treating the White House South Lawn like a kegger. This is like trash stuff. This is trash stuff, is what it is. I have other observations about the attire and appearance of people, but I'm just going to skip on past right now because I'm trying to be good, Kame. So we had this. I also saw a video where they were hanging pride flags in Britain, and they had the British flag, the Union Jack, and they dropped it to the ground. I love the guy who was yelling at him, though. He was, I can't play any of that because every other, I mean, you can imagine, right? But it's like, you know, how to win a war without firing a single shot. It's what it seemed like. It's out of hand entirely. And all of the other letters are getting all taken down to the depths by the T. That's what's happening.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So we have a whole theory here on the Dana Show. I think Pat Sajak is a vampire. He has been at Wheel of Fortune, the host of Wheel of Fortune, since I was a little kid. I remember it because when Wheel of Fortune came on, that's dinner's almost ready. That's what that meant. Dinner is almost ready. It's cooking when the news is on. And then when Wheel of Fortune's on, it's just dinner time. So it's about dinner time. So he's 76. He says that he is leaving Wheel of Fortune after 40 years. This is 41st season is going to be his last with the show. Nobody knows who's, you know, going to take over. Some people are like his daughter, maybe Maggie Sajak. Okay, I'd be all right with that. Can she, like, do his... Like, he has a pattern of enunciation that I think she's got to match. She could do it. Yeah, she could do it. You got to keep Vanna there. She got to keep turning them letters. With all the technology today, can't replace Vanna. All right. Apparently, let's see, planets and stuff. Scientists don't know what these mysterious planets are made of. They found four newly discovered worlds unlike anything in our solar system. They said it might be a missing link between Earth twins and Neptune-like planets. They're called exoplanets. They've been labeled mini-Neptunes. They're smaller and cooler than the easier-to-spot hot Jupiters throughout the galaxy. They were detected using two space telescopes, one belonging to NASA, the other the European Space Agency in Switzerland. So they're trying to discover the evolution of planets by studying these mini-Neptunes. It's interesting. Let's see. Canadian wildfires could intensify and last all summer long because Canada can't manage trees because Trudeau's too busy jailing truckers. 17,800 square miles have been burned since the beginning of the year, and it has nothing to do with climate change and everything to do with their government being ridiculous. That's what happens when you have no forest management. Literally, that's what this is. No forest management. Hotel owners start to write off. Well, because they're having a lot of problems. This is a Wall Street Journal piece. They're starting to write off San Francisco as the business's nosedive. So you had Park Hotels and Resorts, and now apparently other ones are looking into the same thing, including, they said, a number of big hotels there in downtown San Francisco. They're all looking at, because everything, nobody's going there. They're not making any money. American Airlines flight makes emergency landing after a hydraulics failure. An AA flight was forced to make an emergency landing at LA International Airport, halting its flight to Boston after suffering complete hydraulic failure. They said everyone was safe. Thankfully there was nothing wrong. They said that they got the craft landed and they were addressing the issue. And then, let's see. Crash UFO recovered. There's this whistleblower who says that this one UFO they recovered could distort space and time. My husband says it's Wag the Dog, and I shouldn't be as excited about this stuff as I am. We'll see. Woo! Stay with us. But apparently, Starbucks has been taking down some of their Pride stuff. Did you see that? Yeah. They've been taking down their Pride decorations. They say it's an unconfirmed allegation, but the one that they were looking at, they said that the Starbucks Workers United people, I don't even know what that, are those the people that want to make a union for making coffee? I don't know. Is that what that is? They said that Starbucks workers, they're reporting that they're no longer allowing Pride decorations in the stores. Can I just be real? Like, if I'm ordering food items, I really don't need you to do a celebration of how people do it. You know, like if I'm ordering a sandwich, or, you know, if I hated myself enough to order the over roasted swill that they call coffee at the Starbucks, sorry, Bucks, it's a verbal typo. Let's let it lie. I don't want to hear about, you know, your giddiness about the sex. I just want to get my food items, you know, my consumables, and pay for them, and then depart your premises. I don't need to have you know what I mean? Right? It's weird, right?
Oh,
this is probably not going to make sense, but I'm going to try to make it make sense. One of the most delicious ice cream stores I ever went to, oddly enough, was in a, it was in Michigan. It was in, what's the kind of bougie part of Michigan, Traverse City. Yeah, Traverse City. I went into their airport. I thought I had gone through a portal or something, like Lion, Witch in the Wardrobe. Because when you get off the plane in Traverse City, Michigan, you spill out into what looks like someone's very comfortably appointed lodge. And that's their airport. It's a very small airport, but they have looks like a lodge. Anyway, upon departing the airport, we just saw a place that had ice cream, and the word escapes my mind. Kane, what is it when they stuff the animals?
Yeah. Build-A-Bear. What are you talking about?
No, like actual dead ones.
Taxidermy.
Thank you. It was an ice cream / taxidermist, ice cream parlor and taxidermy store. It was in one thing. Now you like Build-A-Bear? You gonna go make you a? Wait, hold up. You gonna go make you a Dylan bear? Because you know the Build-A-Bear.
Taxidermy is kind of like Build-A-Bear. It's just
Build-A-Bear's fake.
Right.
Taxidermy is real.
Right. That's the only difference.
So anyway, it was an ice cream parlor that was in a taxidermy shop, and I'm like, we're going here because why not? And we pull in, And I'm like, it might be kind of weird. You know, it's a little weird. It didn't smell like a taxidermy shop would. I don't think they actually did all of the stretching of the skin and all of that there. I think they just transported their items there and they sold them there. But it was interesting nonetheless. So we're there and I'm, you know, getting my stick and I'm, you know, looking at the taxidermy. There was one very interesting display. It was a little raccoon and then there were little, like a little otter and like some other little creatures that were in this little carved thing. It was like $5,000. I'm sure it was like a major, amazing focal point for someone. So I'm, you know, I got my stick and I'm looking at the, you know, looking at all the taxidermy. And it was still, I still liked it better because it was just taxidermy. I was looking at animals. I wasn't sitting here like, you know, with celebrating how two people decide to do it if their bits matched. It's very different. You know what I'm saying? We don't, it's, you know, when you're talking about food items, let's like keep it, you know, let's keep it to code. Okay. Let's keep it to code. We're talking food items. Just saying. I don't know. But anyway, they've been doing all that at the Starbucks. That's what they're saying on the Twitters, guys. I don't know. Is it a victory? Perhaps. I just don't think everything needs, like, they've had everything from rainbow sandwiches where they have to put, like, stuff on the sandwiches. Mouthwash will come out with rain. Oh, my gosh. Nobody cares. Stop it. If you are so weak in your life that you wake up crying because you don't know if your mouthwash affirms the way that you want to have to sex, then you need mental help. You don't need mouthwash. You need a therapist. It's just so over the top and ridiculous. Okay, so we got so much more. So I spoke at the TPUSA thing, the ladies event that was Saturday at the Gaylord, right? The Gaylord Texan. The Gaylord Hotel. Yep. It's a big hotel, Kane.
It is.
And unlike, I've never, maybe I just didn't notice it before. Maybe they got a bigger one. But they had a giant rainbow flag flying, right? You know, it's like they did it on. And apparently they told them to take it down and they said no. And there was back and forth and all this stuff. And I was like, well, I didn't think anything about the name at first of your resort. But now I'm wondering. You know, it's the Lord of the Gays. I don't know. Gaylord Hotel. Just wondering. It just made me think, you know, haha. But everything. Like, why do you, are you advertising as a safe space to get it on? Like, I don't know. What does that mean? It's so over the top. It's ridiculous. No pun intended. So the Starbucks, they said they're banning the pride stuff. I don't know if it's like a, I don't know if it is or not, if it's a, if you could say that it's a kind of victory, I don't know. Because then you have stuff like this, and we'll talk more about this here coming up, but just to put this on your table, the Blue Jays, they cut Anthony Bass after his alphabet comments the other day. Interesting. He had, he was like, yeah, let's, you know, leave the kids alone. He was one of those. And apparently you can't say that. And he said that he stands by. He was booed by Toronto fans in his two home appearances. Then he did this whole apology. He apologized before a May 30th game. See, it's not about the apology. They don't care. They just want to ruin your life. He apologized before the game. And then he shared, because he had shared a post, he was calling for boycotts. He shared of someone else's post calling for boycotts of Target and Bud Light over the trans stuff. And all of the alphabet people want to act like he's only talking about the gays and he's not talking about the trans stuff. See, they want to conflate everything together so that it looks like it's a Mott Bailey. So instead of just criticizing, you know, medically unnecessary surgeries and hormonal abuse and all of this stuff, they want it to look like you're criticizing to gays. That's what it is. And they retreat back to that position because they think that that's an easier, more defensible position than what they're advocating for. So now the Toronto Blue Jays cut him. Even after he apologized, he was like, I'm working hard to educate myself. What do you got to educate yourself about? You didn't like the fact that they had swimsuits in the kids section telling boys to tuck their junk. What is there to be educated about? Toronto Blue Jays are a bunch of pansies. There you go. Your baseball team sucks. They suck out loud so bad. They're horrible. Our team is the heavenly team, Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals. So I can say that because we got lots of rings and pennants. So anyway, I just think that's ridiculous. See, it doesn't matter. You get one victory and then you get that.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.